We desire, you know, we desire to live a good life, a clean life, a righteous life, a holy life. We desire to help people here on earth, to be givers, you know, to give to people that need. Well, we have to have money to give. We have to have it to give or we can't give it. So God is saying that if you do the things that I tell you to do, then I will open the windows of heaven. And I will holler the bull shout it high. I will pour you out a blessing that you are not going to have room enough to receive it. And then not only that, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. How many know Satan is devouring us? He's devouring our crops that we plant. You know, he's devouring the very food that we have. He's devouring that. He's taking it from us. Divine, I mean, he's just consuming it. He's taking it away. Our money doesn't seem to quite make it from the first of the month to the end of the month. Our money sometimes play out in the middle of the month. Now, you know that's the devourer. So check yourself. Make sure that you're doing the things that you said you're supposed to do. And Malachi said, my people are robbing me. And they asked God, they said, well, how are we robbing you? He said, through tithes and offerings. Pay your tithes. Pay your offerings. Do the things that God is calling you to do. And when you do that, God says he will give you a sevenfold blessing. You know, through faith, we can have our needs met. We can have the desires of our heart. God will rebuke that devourer for our sake. And we will receive that sevenfold blessings from God. Saints, I want you to understand, this is, we're not playing. We're being sincere, all sincere. I'm asking you to get your heart together, get your mind together, get your thinking together. Become sincere in what you're doing for the Lord. Stop just putting on a show for the people at church or the people in your neighborhood or even maybe the people in your home. You know, just be sincere in what you do and say about God, because that's what God is going to pay. He's not going to pay you for half-heartedly doing anything. Our lesson for last week says that he would that you be hot or cold. He said, because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. You know, we have to keep our thoughts in check. We have to keep the evil thoughts out and let the good thoughts come in. Remember, faith is one of the power weapons, the most powerful weapons that we have, and we have it to use to fight the devil. You know, we fight him in the spirit and in the truth. Amen and amen.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want to call your attention to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. And because this is the month we acknowledge domestic violence, we've been teaching on that this week. We're going to continue next week. On next Wednesday, do join us for Lunch and Learn as we go more in depth on this subject to hear what God has to say about this issue concerning domestic violence, how we treat one another, how we speak to one another. Here is a very familiar verse of scripture. And if you have it, say amen. All right, Proverbs 18:21. Let's begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, think before you speak. Think before you speak. I think it would do all of us well if we would remember that thinking about the words we speak are so important for so many reasons. But one of the most important reasons is the fact that we're going to have to give an account for every word that we speak, every deed that we do. And it's incumbent upon us to recognize as children of the Most High God that God is holding us responsible. He's holding us to a higher level than the world's standard is concerning speaking to one another and even the world. We represent God, we represent His word, we represent His will, and we represent His way. We who are children of the Most High God recognize that we are not here to please ourselves, but God. We are the representatives of God in every arena. From the home to the job, the school, the marketplace, in business places, wherever we are, because we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. God wants to speak through us to be a witness so that we can affect others in a positive way. And much of what we say has to do with how other folk are affected. And I think it's important, brothers and sisters, to look at one of the wisest men who ever spoke, speaking here today in the text. I know we know this verse, but I want to go back through it because whenever God gives me a deeper revelation, when God gives me more to say about a subject, I don't ignore it because I know it's meant for all of us, but someone in particular may need this word for salvation, for deliverance, for help in situations that could end up either to their good or if they disobey it, for their bad. So let's look at it again. We're talking about think before you speak. Paul said in Philippians 4:8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if that be any virtue, and if that be any praise, think on these things. Now, why does Paul tell the church at Philippi and the believers at large to think on these things? Well, here is the important point I want you to get out of this message. What you think about shapes what you talk about. And when you think of pleasant things, guess what you talk about? Yeah, when you think of evil things, guess what you talk about? You think you talk of evil things. In other words, thinking lays the foundation for what we speak. So if you think righteous thoughts, you will speak righteous words. And so Paul has given us a helpful holy hint. But Jesus also gives us an example in Matthew 4 when he was led of the Holy Ghost into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When the devil tempted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after he was hungered for 40 days, listen, everything the devil threw at Jesus, he thought about it first. And then he went to the word and said, "It is written." And he combated the enemy's temptation with a word from the Lord. That is our signal on how to talk back to the devil. When the devil tries to do, and through whom he may try to do, provoke us, tempt us, bring us to a place where he works our last nerve, let's just remember to think before we speak. Because people who learn how to push your buttons, how to pull your strings, how to set you off, will do it at their own desire. They'll make fun of us. Listen, watch this. Let me show you how upset I can make him, make her. You don't give anybody that kind of authority. Let's go back to the word, because I'm not going to be long with the text, because the text is not long. Here it is. Death and life. Point one. It's opposite positions. Death, the absence of life. Life, the vibrant, living, moving reality of God in man and or things breathed on by God. Death and life are in diametrically opposite positions. Death and life, one, represent opposite positions, just like light and dark, just like good and bad, just like right and wrong, just like in, yes, you get it, out. So the whole point is they're at opposite ends. I often wondered why one of the most intelligent, spiritual, and wisest men did not say death or life are in the power of the tongue. But rather he uses a conjunction that connects them together. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. One of the reasons is because we speak out of both sides of our mouths. We'll bless folk this moment and turn right around and curse them the next moment. Jesus made clear that out of the good treasures of a man's heart comes good things. Out of the evil treasures of a man's heart comes evil things. You can't have good things coming out of an evil heart. I wish I had a help in the house. James put it this way. You can't, in the third chapter, in the 12th verse, at the end of that verse, he says, you can't get salt water and fresh water from the same source. In other words, you need to be one way or the other. And you can't talk holy talk 1 minute and then turn around and talk hellish talk the next minute. You've got to make up your mind whose side you're on. Whose side you're on. And if you're on God's side, he has a definite position for the people of God to take. Death and life, death and life are as different as night and day. And the people of God must learn that you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. They are opposite positions, death and life. But notice what the word goes on to say. Are in the power of the tongue. Death and life. Why? Well, let's look at this. Because we're made in God's image and in God's likeness. There are three areas that God deals with when it relates to man and his ability to speak and create. One is create. Two is made. And three is formed. Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God, help me, Bible readers. In the beginning, God what? Created the heaven and the earth. St. John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made by him. And without him, there was nothing made that was made. Now, let's go to form. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed or formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, here's my point. Everything that came into being, God spoke it. He spoke it. We have that ability as children of the Most High God to do the same thing. It is a creative power in our mouths. That's why, like him who spoke those things that be not as though they were, we have that same reality. Here it is. When we speak words, we give the words that we speak both power and purpose. Power and purpose. Point two, it is the opportunity of power. Point two, opportunity of power. Because when we speak words and we give purpose to those words, we've got to recognize that when we speak it, we may not see the words. But in the spirit realm, the spirit of God or of the Antichrist takes the words we speak and begin to manifest them. They bring together all of the things that need be come together to make that thing happen that we have spoken. Did you get what I just said? You might not see behind the scenes the things coming together in the spirit realm. But when you speak them with faith, When you believe God, when you say something, it's God's job through the Spirit of the living God, that same Spirit who brought together everything God said, let there be, is the same Spirit that's working on your behalf. And so if you recognize that, that means you can't say no foolish stuff. You've got to learn to think before you speak. Because what you're saying is you're either speaking death or life to a situation, a circumstance, and you are going to be responsible for creating that, for making that, forming that. You, God's going to hold you responsible for that, because your words, when you speak them, give purpose to the power of the tongue. Words can build folk up, and words can tear them apart. Words can help folk, and then God knows words can hurt folk. Sometimes your words cut so deep that it literally injures the spirit of that person to the point that many of them want to give up and give up life and say that there's no use in living, because those who had the authority to speak in their lives have spoken death to them. You ain't nothing, won't ever be nothing. I don't know why I even had you. Parents don't know the power in their words. You good for nothing. What if your mom and daddy talk to you like that? And they don't believe in you. It's mighty hard to rise above those who have brought you into this world and their opinion of you. Please be careful how you speak to your children, to your spouses, to anyone, because of the power that your words speak and have. And when you say a thing, it gives purpose to that thing you have said. Notice that it goes on to say, and they that love it. Now this is ongoing practice. Ongoing practice. And they that love it, they continue to speak it. They continue to cultivate it. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart doth the mouth speak. And so whatever is in you, you know, we might say some things we don't mean. But listen, when we keep on saying it, when we keep on reinforcing what we've said, it does us well to pay attention to those words. So many people are sleeping in their dead, in their graves, dead today, because somebody told them, I'm gonna kill you. I hate you. I don't want you. Can I tell you, listen, it doesn't matter how much you love a person. True love is mutual. It's an agreement. It's two people walking together. But the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? If you're saying I love you and I'm telling you I don't love you, who are you going to believe? And so many people today are messed up their lives. Children are fatherless and motherless because of words that were spoken and were ongoing practiced over and over again. Listen, if somebody don't want you, can I tell you who does? God wants you. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants you. Listen, you know what? A lot of times we pick what God has not picked for us. And so as a result of that, we live in a hell. We make ourselves trying to make somebody else what they aren't, and that was not for us. That's why the Bible talks about being equally yoked. Equally yoked means, listen, we have the kindred spirit. We're going to talk to each other the right way. We're going to love each other the right way. We're going to treat each other the right way. It's not going to be lopsided. We're going to learn how to minister to one another. We're going to learn how to encourage one another. We're not going to tear down one another. We're going to believe God for the best in each other. We're going to pray for one another. Lord, I wish I had a helping church here today. When we learn the power of our words, they cut so deep that sometimes, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean it," won't do no good. And most folk who talk like that are just waiting for an opportunity to make their exit. And sometimes if they can't make their exit, they'll cause you to exit. And it may not always be in the way that's good for you. The last part says, "shall eat the fruit thereof." And this is the important part. That's the place where you find that the path that this person has taken has been perfected. Obvious path perfected. You see, you don't always know what folk mean sometime when they say what they say. But when they continue to practice it, when they continue to speak it, in the end, what they have spoken becomes a reality. All words lead to a place of destination. What is the purpose of speaking either good or bad? There is an end result in mind of the speaker. And so many of us don't understand that when we do whatever it is we do, say whatever it is we say, in the end, our end journey reveals the path of death or life that we chose from the beginning. And my brothers and sisters, here's what I need you to know as I close my feeble message this morning. Think before you speak. Because you are going to have to give an account to God. It doesn't matter what other folks say to you. What they say to you can't keep you out of heaven. But what you say to them can very well keep you out of heaven. You need to recognize that if you belong to Christ Jesus, you are held to a higher standard. And you don't say it because they deserve it all the time. You say it because you desire to be right with God. Let me give you the ABCs of thinking before you speak. A, always absolutely speak the appropriate word, phrase, or language in your communication.